Bokeh tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Chulin brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh is daf Chof Daled, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah at the bottom of Chof Gimel Amud Beit, and we're into the part of the Perek, remember, which began with contrasting Malika and Shechita. Turned out whatever was kosher in one was possible in the other, and was possible in the other was kosher in the one. And because of that, we list in this parak all the way till the end what two things, which are sort of mirror images of the other, one issue another. And so we've discussed all kinds of interesting relationships, reciprocal, like in the B'nai Yonah and in the Torin. And that led us to middle stages, what would be the din of teenagers. So we've been looking at a lot of teenage, whether it's in terms of the prepubescent chametz, which has a period in which it's developing into chametz, or whether we're talking about the young birds, or we're talking about the young aiel in the post-keves, pre-aiel, teenage stage. And we now get back to the overall style in which kosher, for one, is possible in the other. So our Mishnah talks about kosher bepara, pasul be'egla. Kosher be'egla, pasul bepara. So we have the egla arufa, and then we have the para aduma. Now they're both the same species, and one is mommy and one is child. But point is that they have absolutely opposite dinim. What do we mean? Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Para is only kosher b'shchita. And if you would cut the back of the neck off from the back of the neck, cut its head off, you know. Para, oh my gosh, that would be a complete psul. Be'arifa psulah, whereas the egla rufa is only kosher ba'ariva. You'd have to be oref the neck if you do a shechita on it. You weren't yotzi or mitzvah of egla. And it would be pasul, which turns out, therefore, that kosher be'para is pasul be'egla, and kosher be'egla is pasul be'par. Now, once again, we go to the same limit of why it is that if there's a preferred state, and it's given one of these, we assume that that's the preferred state because it's the only state that's allowable. So then why wouldn't we assume that if another state was allowable and the other is a kosher game, this one would be allowable? So that's the same question over here. Why don't we learn out from a Kal Vachomer that we should say that a para should be kosher ba'arifa? Because look, if an egla shaloch shabashchita shabarifa, something that you cannot be yotzi or mitzvah with shchita, but you can be yotzi or mitzvah with arifa. So again, if we don't see both pictures, it certainly seems that the preferred and simplest way to be machshiret would be through doing arifa, because you cannot bring a egla with shchita. So certainly a parah, which is kosher, even b'shchita, eino din shuluch shara ba'arifa. And that's why the Torah says, the shachat, it talks about the parah aduma, in which v'shachat ota, in front of Elazar Kohen, and it says, zot chukat ha-Torah. Now, zot chukat ha-Torah means that all of those dinim are absolute, and you can't change anything. That's the meaning of chukat. And therefore, we should say that there's no possible way to be yotzei other than through shechita. Shechita in pe'arifalo. But that assumes that wherever it says chukah, that chukah teaches me that everything in that parasha is covered by the chukah, and it cannot be changed in any way. And we can't say maybe item A, C, and X are covered by chukah, but other things are not, because we have, let's say, Kal Vachomer to tell us that they're not. That's what you're saying. But is that true? V'cholecha dechtibe chukah, lo darshinim Kal Vachomer? But just because it says chukah about something in that particular parasha, does that mean that every last detail is covered by chukah? Well, what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, it says chukah. It says the chukat olam, and that should go back on all elements of Yom Kippurim. One of the elements of Yom Kippurim is that you have to do this weird goral, right? So you cannot say which animal is supposed to be brought up as the chatas la'ashem, and which one is supposed to be given la'azazel. You have to wait until you do the lottery. And then only the lottery can define which one is for Hashem and which one is for Azazel, which is a very strange situation because normally lotteries don't work to define anything for Hekdesh. You have to say, this is the Eulah, this is the Chatas. Doing a lottery, I mean, why would that make any difference? And so we try to make the same Kal v'chomer by Yom Kippur. Remember, it does say chukah. And we learn in the Braita, the Asahu Chatat, that that specific din, where the Torah says, the Asahu Chatat, what makes it a Chatat? Hagoral Hashem Asahu Chatat. That means the only thing that is going to be able to make this thing a Chatas is the Goral Hashem. And I would have thought that certainly it would include your being able to make it. No, we learn out from here, only the Goral is Chatat, and the Shem, Kriyat Shem, means that you announce this is the Chatat Lashem, and this is La'azazel. That doesn't help. The Ein Hashem Oseh Chatat. Because I certainly would have thought on my own, Shiachol, Valodinu, Umah b'mokom shelo kedash ha-goral, kedash ha-shem, mokom shekedash ha-goral, and odin shekedash ha-shem, in a place which is unheard of. And the goral, normally, where you cannot make, let's say you've got kinim, right? So you're going to define one of them is a chatas, one of them is an eila. I mean, you can't make a goral and say, let the goral tell me which one is which. You could change your mind. Makes no difference what a goral said. So I would have thought that certainly here where the Torah allows for a goral, makom shekidesh goral, eino din shekidesh Hashem, Talmud lomar v'yaseu chatat. That's why we have to go out of our way to say, this goral v'yaseu chatat, benin Hashem oseu chatat. Now, why do I need that? I mean, didn't the Torah say Chukat Olam for Yom HaKippurim? Which would mean that, let's say, if Dr. Barry's tried to escape on one particular night, so which would mean that if it wouldn't be for that limud that we just had of the Asahot Chatat, the fact that it said Chukat Olam would not have been enough to tell me Halav Achi. Tashin Kal v'chomer would not have been enough to tell me you can only use the goral since it says chukah. No, we need to have a specific miut to say it and only it can make the chatat. But why? If chukah, according to you, chukah, you just used to tell me the din by the paraduma. Absolutely, this is the only way to do it. Maybe the chukah is referring to something else. Just like obviously by Yom HaKippurim, we're ready to say, no. Chukah refers to bringing things into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkling the blood, whatever. I mean, it could refer to many elements of Yom Kippur without referring to this particular din of the Goral. So you see, we would have made a Kal v'chomer against the Chukah and applied Chukah elsewhere. So therefore, you cannot learn out from Zot Chukat HaTorah, which is said by Parah, that the only possible way to be Makshir Parah through Shrita, you could still use the Kal v'chomer from Eglah Rufa. So how then do I actually know that the Parah is only Shrita and not Arifa? That's because Mi'et Rachmana, the Torah actually gave a specific miut by the Eglah Rufa, and it called it Ha'Eglah Ha'arufa. Ha'arufa means the only one that you can be Oref. And that tells me, Zot Barifa, only the Egla can be kosher with Arifa, the Inacheret Barifa, but nothing else, that is to say the Poraduma, cannot be kosher through Arifa. Now, you also said that the Egla Rufa is not kosher if you did Shechita, but wouldn't it be a Kal v'chomer that if it's kosher in this crazy way, of Arifa, certainly it would be kosher if you did a b'shrita, no? Te'egla k'shira b'shrita mikal v'chomer. Uma para shelo shura ba'arifa k'shira b'shrita. The Porah Aduma, which is like everything else, not kosher ba'arifa, it is kosher b'shrita. If the Torah makes such an allowance for the Arifa of the Egla, which means that it's easier to be Makshir an Egla than it is to be Makshir a Parah Aduma. As a kosher came, you should be able to do a regular Shechita on the Egla Rufa, and for sure would be kosher, no? No. Omar Kla, the Torah repeats, V'orfu HaEgla again. to teach me that it's only ba'arifa and b'shchita, it's not kosher. Which brings us to this right moment in which exactly the right, unwoke, perfect Bridgie hears exactly his cue, appears in front of us. Look at that. There he is. Oh, my gosh. His hat isn't totally on, but it's enough to identify him. Yes, it's our Richie.
Zok the Halakha Mishnah.
The next case that we have is whatever is kosher for a Kohen would be pasul for a Levi. And whatever is kosher for a Levi would be pasul for a Kohen. So now, what exactly is that referring to? Well, Tana Rabbana, Kohanim only become pasul to do the Avodah if they have a mum. But if they get older, Bishanim, they're still kosher. Masha'inkin, Leviim, are kosher even if they do have a mum, but the Torah said that they can only do their Avodah up till 50 years of age. So Bishanim, Psulim, so after they reach that age, they can't do the Avodah. Which means that they have absolutely opposite standards. So that what is kosher b'kohanim is pasul b'leviim. And what is kosher b'leviim is pasul b'kohanim. And how exactly would we do this? Let's go to the Minhag immediately. How do we understand this? Tana Rabbanan. Since it says in the Torah the word zot. Interesting. Zot asher l'leviim. And so this is right. Perfect for the parshas that we're reading. Zot asher l'leviim ben chamesh v'esrim shana v'mala yavo litzpot tzava b'avodat ol moed. And then mi'chamishim shana b'ben chash mi'chamishim shana yashuv. So what's the point of saying zot asher l'leviim? Zot means ma tamud lomar fi shenemar mi'ben chamishim shana yashuv. So in that very next pasuk, we learn once they're 50 years old, they can no longer do their aveda. That teaches us, this means that old age of 50, wait, doesn't give us much room there, does it? An old age of 50 already passes you from doing your work as a lady. So you would think, well, I mean, if Leviim are pasul b'shanim, munim should also pasul them. I mean, it's a kavachomer, isn't it? If kohanim, who can work and are not pasul b'shanim, so apparently their work isn't as sensitive to their age, and yet it is very sensitive to a mum.
What?
The kosher can, this should be the case, Leviim, who are pasul even by age, should certainly be possible by mum. So Leviim Shashanim Poslim Bahem. Eino din Sheyewa Mumi Poslim Bahem. That's why we have to say Zota Shela Leviim. The only thing that we expect of a Levi is the proper age and not the proper body. So this tells me Zot La Leviim Ve'in Acheret Leviim. This particular psul of age, yes, that matters for a Levi, but doesn't matter. But mumi don't matter. Now, you might have thought, now that we know that, so you could say the opposite now. Kohanim should for sure be pasul b'shanim, because apparently shanim are a bigger psul, halodinu. If leviim, which were mumin, do not cause any psul, nonetheless, at the ripe old age of 50, they become pasul. Kohanim shahamumin poslim b'hem. I mean, for sure, the shanim eino din she shanim poslim b'hem. That's why we need to have the pasuk zot asher l'leviim, only l'leviim, and not the lo asher l'kohanim. As we knew it was talking about l'leviim, for heaven's sakes, the whole parsha was talking about l'leviim. Now, yochol apashilo b'beit olamim. Okay, now these psukim were said during the time of the Mishkan. Question is, you might have thought that this is a given. The same way that mumin is a given in Kohanim, it doesn't matter where the Kohanim are doing the Avodah. They could be doing the Avodah in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash. And you might have thought that these halachas of the psul of the Levim would also be the same no matter where the Levim are doing their Avedas. You might go, even when Yisrael came to Shiloh, or even in the Beit HaMikdash itself, the Beit Olamim, we call Yerushalayim the Beit Olamim, because remember, Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim is chosen, then there's no Heter Bamas at all, and therefore it's like the permanent Mokum of Kedusha. So you might have thought that Levim are possibly even there. Talmud Lomar, La'avod Avodat Avodah V'Avodat Masa. That's why the Torah adds, in that very pasuk, "Ben Shloshim Shana v'Malavad Ben Chamishim Shana," who kol abal avodat avodah v'avodat masa ba'ohel moed. That's why it specifies the avoda of carrying. Now that avoda of carrying that was done only in the ohel moed. Lo amarti ala bisman shah avodah b'katef. That means that these rules about age only apply when the work is physical labor of actually carrying. And so therefore, we understand that after the age of 50, there was the beginning of a decline in strength, and therefore the Torah doesn't want the Levi to be working unless it's at maximum power, which is the age between 30 and 50. And therefore, it's possible if it's above the age limit, but at other times, when the work of the Levi is basically to sing, so then we don't care, as long as they have a good voice, as we'll see later. Now, there seems to also be a very strange contradiction in Mamish regular in Bamidbar in how old the Levim are supposed to be. Because one pasuk says, and we just read this, Miben Chamesh Vesrim Shana Vamala. The problem is that the earlier pasuk said, Katuv Echad Omer, Mi Ben Shloshim Shana. That was the age that we were supposed to actually create the Tzva HaVodah, was from the age of 30. So what is it? Is it 25 or is it 30? Yev Shalomar Shloshim, Shekvar Ne'emar Chamesh Ve'esrim. Yev Shalomar Chamesh Ve'esrim, Shekvar Ne'emar Shloshim. Which one is it then? Okay, it's that. Chamesh Ve'esrim Lelimud. So apparently, the Levim are taken to Levim school at the age of 25, but they don't graduate with a Levi degree until they're 30. So Chamesh Ve'esrim Lelimud U'Shloshim La'Avodah. Which teaches us, if the Torah is talking about the Levi, I mean, so just say the Levi, when he knows what he's doing, you know, he works. The Yilmad v'yavod b'tzva avodah. So apparently, this is considered to be a standard degree program for the Levian. Now, suppose a pretty stupid Levi comes in, and he wants special considerations because he's got a note from his doctor that he needs extra time for exams, like 90% of the kids today. He needs extra time for his exams, and he can't be expected with his very serious case of ADHD, which nobody ever heard of until that year, and now he needs extra time. And we see that apparently the Torah gives a standard degree at the end of 5 years, and you cannot claim you've got ADHD. Now, what does that tell you about the learning, the way that the brain works in learning? Because certainly the Torah is not going to lock out certain Nevi'im because they're a little bit stupid. But what about these special circumstances? So that teaches us there ain't no such thing. If you haven't learned how to be a Levi in 5 years, you ain't ever going to learn how to be a Levi. And we are not going to substitute basket weaving courses for Levian and then give you a degree of being a Levi. No way. So from there, you learn that a Talmid shelo ra'ah siman yafeh b'mishnato chamesh shanim. This teaches us that somebody who's been learning 5 years and nothing sticks to him, he just doesn't know a darn thing afterwards, that means he's never going to learn. He ain't ever going to graduate. And shuv, eino ro'eh. So therefore, we give that 30 year. So you only have between 25 and 30 to actually complete your training. So even though we've got our top ADHD contender over here in Sir Richard, who claims that he never understands anything, the riot is that he graduated Pizza University in less than 5 years. Okay, what do you have to say about
Rebbe, he has many contenders.
that?
Rebbe attracts.
Okay, I mean, they were good pizza. He can't claim it was a phony degree, can he? All right, Rich, this means that you're going to be prepared to the big Dafyomi Bechina. Excellent.
And I
So,
got to tell you in advance, I'm going to fail.
Chas v'sholom, please finish telling you. That's the only thing that guarantees failure, is the Richie attitude.
If I fail, does it mean I get kicked out?
We won't talk about the serious consequences of failing. But do you have a thermometer handy? Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't have, it's not 5 years that is the maximum, it's 3 years. Because look, we know that at the time that Nebuchadnezzar was looking for the absolute top of the top of all of the Bnei Yisrael. So he was looking for these kids. He wanted young kids, and he was going to give them a 3-year course in how to be absolutely the top of the intelligentsia in Babel. So they had to learn all the literature, the costume, and how to speak and behave in the court, and so on. And he sends for the best to give them a 3-year course, Vegadlem Shalosh Shanim, and he was going to give them a complete, 100% covered, all of their learning, and he was going to give them the best quality food, and they were going to live the life of Riley for 3 years in a total scholarship by none other than Nebuchadnezzar himself. And sure, they bring over Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, the most beautiful, most intelligent of kids that they could possibly find. And he only gives them 3 years in order to learn. And it says, Legadlam Shanim Shalosh, so to give them a 3-year scholarship, Lelamdam Sefer V'Lashon Kastim, and to give them over the literature and all of what they would need to behave themselves as Kastim. So how come you say, Tanna Kamma says that you need 5 years as a measurement of success, and here it says 3 years? V'ida, Tanna Kamma says, that doesn't prove anything. What do you have to know just in order to know all of the literature of Bavel? Some silly course in Tel Aviv U. I mean, it's not the Daf Yomi, you know? So for that, 3 years is sufficient.
Two
But to learn,
semesters.
The dinim of the Levium and all of the songs and music, and you got Moshe David over there trying to teach you how it is that you have to play and to sing. I mean, this is a lot more complicated than just becoming a Kasdan. So shiny Hilchos Aveda d'Tekifin. That's according to Rabbi Yossi, 5 years is the unusual one, but that's because it's so difficult. Moshe Kane, the Tanna Kamma says, the costume culture is the outlier because it's so ridiculously simple. So, okay, the question is, what actually is the standard? Tanna Rabbanan. Kohen, the truth is that a Kohen mishi avishtei sa'arot achi. So from the time that he reaches puberty and he's a gadol, he does all of the avoda, and he would be kosher for the avoda until he gets old. Now, what is exactly the definition of old? That we'll see later. So he's kosher l'avodah. And mumim will passel him at any time. Whereas the Ben Levi, he is not kosher at puberty. He has to wait until he's 30 years old. And he's only going to be kosher until he's vi'ad ben chamishim. Only then is he kosher l'avodah. And shanim poslim bo. And not mumim. Now, bamed varim amurim. So as we saw, this we were medayik from the pasuk that this is the problem in which avodat masa applies. But what about once Yisrael comes to Shiloh or comes to Yerushalayim, where there's no longer any need to carry anything? At that point, in nifsalim ela bekol, only the a voice problem. So if he cannot sing in that choir, then he doesn't get to do that Aveda. And it's kol that will passel him. And it's a pasuk. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Mikra, how do we know he's got to have a good voice? Because it says, Vayike echad l'mechad satsrim v'lamishorerim l'hashmiya kol echad. All of the Levim have to get together, Vayike echad, to create a kol echad. So it's got to be in, he's got to be able to hold the right pitch, and he's got to be able to fit in. And at that point, if he cannot do it, he is not kosher, but he's not kosher for Shira. That doesn't mean he's not kosher at all, because as the Rambam says, he can still be a sho'er, but he cannot be a singer. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't play his music on his piano. Is that what Moshe Dov is hiding today? So I'm not going to get him to respond. All right. So it doesn't mean that he can't use whatever keyboard he's been using, you know, that he would be kosher, because the truth is, we paskin that even a Yisrael is kosher for the instrument orchestra, and it's only the choir that has to actually done by the Levian. Now, you said before that a Kohen does the Aveda until he gets old. But what do we mean by old? Ad kama. Omar Rabbi Elah, Omar Rabbi Chanina, that is defined by a, not age. It's defined by physical condition. So, achiratit, if he's so unsteady that he actually, that he actually shakes when he walks, or maybe Chas v'Shalom, maybe he's got a disease, but Lamaise, at whatever point he's miratit, and he shakes, and he can't walk with a normal gait, at that point, he's pulsed. Now, this shear of Zikna has got another implication, which we learned in Mikvaot, because we learned over there that a Balkeri, Shetaval Velo Hitil Mayim. So this person had a wet dream, goes to the mikvah, and he did not urinate before he went to the mikvah. And then he urinates, so then he's considered to be tummy, because there's always a little bit of semen that's going to be left that comes out together with his urine. And therefore, it will make him tummy again. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, this is only if he's not well. If he's a chole, or if he's an old man, then he's tummy. But if he's a youngster and he's healthy, so then he ejaculates so well that there's not going to be any semen left in the urethra, therefore, he doesn't have to worry if he urinates afterwards. And now the question is, how do we define age at this point? So, yeled at kama, to what point is he considered to be a youngster? Omar Rabbi Lo, Omar Rabbi Chanina, that too is defined by his physical capabilities. So, if he can stand on one foot and take his shoe off, or put his shoe on, kosho made a raglo achat, they'll tell you this on the internet also, you know. How long can you stand on one foot? This is like supposedly the big test, right? So see, the Gemara backs it up. If he can stand on one foot and he can take his shoe off and put his shoe on, then there's no problem. He's a youngster. And you know what they say about Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina, he was 80 years old, and he would be able to be Eimed al Raglo Achas, V'choetz Minolo, V'noho Minolo. And Rabbi Chanina said, you know what kept me young? I'll tell you. It's the Chamin and the Shemen Shesachatni Mi Bialduti. My mommy took such good care of me. Lots of good hot water baths, and then the baby oil. And I'm telling you, that stood for me in my old age. Heinam Duli Be'ed Ziknuti. And I still can smell that Johnson & Johnson, let me tell you. And that's why I remained a little boy all the way at the age of 80.
Rabbi, perhaps the medical explanation is that it soaked into the bones and made the bones stronger at an early age.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're joking.
No, I wasn't.
Tana Rabbana. So go back to joking. Tana Rabbana. Mitmalei zikano. So now let's talk about the dinim for a kohen. Mitmalei zikano. Once he has a full beard, then he can be a shliach tzibur. That's weird. What, you can't be a shliach tzibur unless you have, don't we let kids daven? Well, we'll see. And he can also be, so here to be a shliach tzibur would mean he can do things like blowing shofar for everybody, and he can be appointed by Beis Din to take care of money and stuff like that. He's also kosher to be a shliach tzibur in the sense of leired lifnei hateva. And this would be, as we're going to see in a moment, this is a reference to at a time in which you need someone on a tainis and so on, not referring to every day, as Tezus explains. But right now, but parshas just means he can lead in a minyan. And if he's a kohen, he can be lisa et kapav. So it says over here that he's only kosher if nitmale zikno. Me'ematai kasher la'avodah. And at what point would he be kosher to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? That's when he is really bar mitzvah and he reached puberty. But the thing is that Rabbi Omer, I say that he can't really do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash until he's 20 years old. Archio ben Esrim. Okay, so later we're going to see, does he mean he's possible or does he mean it's like a getter of COVID for the Beis HaMikdash? Omer Rav Chista, my time in the Rebbe, where do you get that from? Dichtiv, it says in Ezra, it says, Vayamidu et alavimi ben esrim shana v'mala, l'natzeyach ha-malechet beit Hashem. This is what it says in Ezra, that the Levim had to be 20 years old. So apparently, that's when they allowed them in. And what is the Tanakhama who claims that they're ro'i, even when they're old enough, they're no longer ketanim? How does he explain that? V'idach, l'natzeach shayni. That's different. It says, l'natzeach al beit Hashem. You're driving me nuts over here. We were talking about kohanim. How all of a sudden did we flip to Levim? Didn't Rebbe say that they didn't know how to do the avodah beis hamikdash? He's a kohen. He says, I say that he's got to be 20 years old. And we ask him, how do you know? And he brings a raya from Vayamidu et alamim. So what's the pshat? I think I skipped how the Tanakhama explains it, no? Okay, whatever. How does the Tanakhama explain the fact that here it says 20? Because here it says Lenatseach. Lenatseach means that he's the one like in charge. And he's going to see to it that it happens. But this pasuk isn't even talking about kohanim. You forget Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There's 24 different places where we find that the Kohanim are identified as being Levim. And one that's very clear, So what is this? Are they Kohanim or are they Levim? No, Kohanim are Levim. And never forget it. And of course, since we have 24 Mishmarot Kehuna, and since we have 24 Matnot Kehuna, and since we have the 24 Shamash times, which is the Shamashim, and they are Shamashim, there's got to be 24 places where the Kohanim are called Levim. And that includes the 24 blackbirds baked in a pie, because remember, birds are only kosher, but Tziporin, always mine. So always tiny, that was a remez. And that's true, is the tzipor of the Kohanim. Okay, now, how do we know that if the Kohen is a katan, that he's not kosher? But wait, I told you that we would discuss the issue of the ketanim and what the din is. So Tosfos points out that it says, Beferish not like our sugya in Megillah. I mean, here it says, he can only be a shliach tzibur and yerd lifnei hateva if he has a full beard. And in Megillah, it says beferish that a katan can be kari b'teira, and a katan can't be yored lifnei hateva, and a katan can't do birkat kohanim, but the moment he's baby shtei sarot, he can do all of these things. So how do you explain the fact that here it says he has to be nitmale zikno? So Tosfos says that the truth is, you can't make him a shliach tzibur only means to make him a shliach tzibur bekviyut, to give him a position. So you don't give him a position until he's nitmale zikno. But to call upon him to daven, I mean, for sure he could be a regular shliach tzibur if just at one occasion you call him up to do the tefillah. Or to suggest there may be a difference between what we're talking about here to be leired lifnei hateva, that version of leired lifnei hateva, which is based on the pasuk of mima'amakim karaticha Hashem, that we go down in order to daven. That's a reference to where we're desperate for help, And what this is a tiniest tzibur, then that's true, that to be a shliach tzibur on these special occasions, either the taniyot, tzibur, or the ma'amadot, where he has to represent Klal Yisrael, there he has to be even nitmalei zikna. And on some occasions we say you need to be a zakein v'ragyo. So it's more than that. But what about the other issue? What about nisiat kapayim? Because for sure, even here, it's saying he has to be at least a gadol, and it says in sukkah that even a katan can be oila to the dukhan, and he would be nisiat kapav. It says beferish there that there's a concept of a katan shiodeli sad kapav. So, okay, there's a numerous ways of understanding this, and Tosfos Tainas that a katan can, and this is, of course, what we do, a katan can be oila b'noisias kapov if he's together with daddy. So then he can go up if he's together with gedolim. What it means is that he cannot be oila on his own to be noisias kapov. And that just brings beautiful rayas from the sugya of Shira, which we won't discuss here. Anyway, but that would be how we understood the contradictions between the obvious halacha, the way that we keep it, and the dinim that are mentioned here in the Gemara. Tana Rabba, Ish mizaracha ledorotam. Since it uses the lashon in the Torah in introducing the kayani, that they have to be an ish, that means that they have to be over 13. And there it says, Ish mizaracha ledorotam, that's the pasuk of mum, asher yeh bo mum, lo yikrav lakriv lechem. But if he doesn't have a mum, the ish part is still definitive. So this tells us that he's kosher, mikan omar Rabbi Elazar, katan pasul aveda, even if he would be tam, because this is talking about the psul of mumin. The mumin is pasul for an ish. But a katan would be pasul even without a mum. And me'ematai kasher l'avodah, so at what point would he be kosher? Well, technically, when he reaches puberty, mishyavish de'sarot. But practically, echav ha'kohanim ein menichinato l'avod ad shiyei ben esrim. The other kohanim will not allow a katan to come in and do the avodah, and they boot him out. That's like today, you know, the Ashkenazim. They don't allow a guy who's not married to wear a talis. Get out of here, you know, go to the German shul. So there's always something they hold over you as a kid, you know. Anyway, Richie, did they let you have your own library card yet?
I've forgotten how to read. I don't need one anymore.
I see. You know what, we shouldn't give him any more openings for these put downs. That's all. No more asking Richie anything. I once walked into a library in Wycliffe, Ohio, with two of my kids to get them library books. And the librarian asked me, do you have a note from your mother? That was great. At least I knew I still looked good and young. Anyway. It's not a question. Some say that this halacha of not letting him in until he's 20, this is going according to Rebbe, and it was only when Rebbe said he's got to be 20, he didn't mean that he's going to be pasul. He meant that the other kohanim are not going to allow him in, and that's why he said 20. So some say this was the whole point of Rebbe, which would mean that if he managed to get in and do the Aveda, it would certainly be kosher. There was no psul, even ben Rabbanan, there was no psul. It was just basically the older boys, you know, getting, sticking up for their own. But some say, Igeni, I mean, no, Rebbe would hold that that it's a psul, and that they have to be 20, at least, min Rabbanan. But this, with it says, Echav HaKonim, this is going according to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan agree that L'chatchila, they wouldn't allow him to do the Aveda. But B'di Avad, the Aveda would be completely kosher.